Deadlock broken. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. After 3 months of stalemate, the California Senate has agreed to a deal that ends California's budget deadlock. Under the compromise, public schools will be cut, universities will be cut, healthcare will be cut, programs for poor people will be cut, the income tax will go up, and the sales tax will go up. Sounds like happy days are here again. What broke the deadlock? Well, the final Republican vote came from Senator Abel Maldonado. His price? An agreement to put an open primary system on the California ballot next year. What? What's an open primary system? And what does it have to do with the budget? Well, an open top two primary system is what Washington State now has, and it simply means that in the primary election for federal and state offices, nobody has to register by party, anybody can vote for any candidate, and the top two vote-getters go on to the general election, regardless of what party the candidates are in. That means in some districts, the final contest might be between two Republicans or two Democrats or a Libertarian and a Green. The days of automatically seeing a Democrat versus a Republican would be over. The idea is to give moderates a better chance of winning, since a moderate Democrat, for example, instead of being eliminated by the party faithful in a closed primary, could draw from Republican votes and make the cut. Democrats have already declared this idea DOA. But California's crisis demonstrates once again that in a democracy, the final decision is always a compromise. And maybe voters are getting tired of the same old positions argued by the same old parties, clinging to the same old theories. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.